High school students at Boys Latin Charter School in West Philadelphia are making gun violence prevention a priority in their neighborhood. The teens recently partnered with the Shoot Basketballs, Not People initiative to host a middle school tournament where they distributed gun locks and honored classmates they've lost in shooting deaths. WHYY's Nicole Leonard was there and has this report.
You're ready?
Boys Latin High School Junior Kai Sample stands in the center of a basketball court with a mic in hand.
All right, set, go!
Students run around in yellow and orange pinnies as they make shots while their classmates and some family members cheer them on. The tournament is a safe space for kids to have fun. Older students and pediatricians from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia hand out gun locks and gun violence prevention information at the gym entrance. The issue is personal for a lot of students here. Sample himself lost an uncle to gun violence.
It's just definitely just raised on my heart when I want to keep guns off the street so nobody had to deal with loss or just like the feeling of being alone just because someone you love got hit with a gun.
The high school students are part of CHOP's Nursing Pathways program, which introduces teens to careers in medicine. They shadow nurses and meet patients at local hospitals. 11th grader Zion Roden was inspired by his mom, who is a nurse.
Like being in the ICU, seeing all of the different patients, you get a different understanding and a different appreciation for how precious and special life truly is.
That motivated him and his classmates to get involved in gun violence prevention. The basketball tournament is a good step, but there's a lot more to be done, Roden says.
A lot of stuff could be prevented, but certain laws in place stop that from happening. So somebody important to me always says to me, prevention is better than cure, so it's better to stop something before it starts.
The students will host workshops and other community events in the next couple weeks before school lets out for the summer. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.